Every sports coach on the planet tells athletes to visualize before the tee shot, before the start gun, before the first serve. Close your eyes, see yourself succeeding, and let the mental rehearsal do its work. The advice is correct, but the execution is almost universally wrong. Standard visualization, the fuzzy kind where you imagine a perfect drive while sitting on your couch in a t-shirt, leaves most of the neuroscience on the table. You are running sophisticated mental software on entirely the wrong hardware settings. The result is a technique that produces modest, inconsistent results, when the research says it should be producing substantial, repeatable ones. The fix comes from a model that is now over 2 decades old, backed by more than 300 published studies, and still almost entirely unknown outside academic sports psychology circles. It is called PEDALP imagery, and it does not just tell athletes what to visualize. It specifies exactly how the conditions of your mental rehearsal must mirror reality to produce genuine physiological adaptation. What functional equivalence actually means. To understand why PEDALP works, you need one concept first. Functional equivalence. In the 1990s, neuroscientist Marc Jeanneraud demonstrated that the brain activates many of the same neural pathways during imagined movement as during actual physical execution. Motor cortex activity, muscle activation patterns, and even heart rate responses overlap substantially when an athlete mentally rehearses an action versus physically performs it. This meant visualization was not merely psychological reinforcement. It was a legitimate form of neural training. The brain cannot fully distinguish between a vivid, conditions-matched mental experience and the real one, which also meant the quality of that mental simulation mattered enormously. A low-fidelity simulation produces low-fidelity training stimulus. Holmes and Collins, 2001, built on this insight to publish the PEDALP model in the Journal of Applied Sport Psychology. Their paper, now the third most cited article in that journal's entire history, argued that most visualization practice failed to engage functional equivalence properly because athletes imagined actions in conditions completely divorced from real performance. Sitting in a quiet room in comfortable clothes, running a mentally accelerated highlight reel with no emotional content and no physical coupling to the actual equipment and body position of competition. This was not a simulation. It was a sketch. Holmes, P.S. and Collins, D.J., 2001. The PEDALP approach to motor imagery, a functional equivalence model for sports psychologists. Journal of Applied Sports Psychology, 13-1, 60-83. The solution was structured. 7-element simulation designed to match the real performance context as precisely as possible. The 7 elements, what PEDALP stands for. Physical. During imagery, your body should be in the same physical state it would be during performance. This means wearing your competition shoes during a pre-race mental rehearsal, holding your putter or tennis racket while visualizing, standing at the actual tee box or service line, rather than seated in an armchair. The physical state of the body is part of the training signal, not a trivial variable. Environment. The imagined setting should be as specific as possible. Preparing for a course with a demanding hill at mile 9, your mental rehearsal should include that hill. A golfer visualizing a round should be mentally standing on the specific fairways they will face, not a generic green space. The more accurately the environment is reproduced, the higher the neural overlap with actual performance. Task. Imagery content should match the complexity level your current skill actually demands. Beginners and experts must not use the same visualization. A beginner benefits from imaging basic mechanics. An advanced player needs to image tactical decisions, adaptive responses to opponent behavior, and execution under competitive pressure. Imagery that is too simple for your skill level provides a degraded training stimulus. Timing. This is the most widely neglected element. Mental rehearsal should unfold in real time, not in an accelerated highlight reel. When subjects visualize a movement in fast forward, neural and muscular activation patterns degrade measurably. A 6-second putt should take roughly 6 seconds to imagine. A 12-second pre-serve ritual should run for 12 seconds. Speed is not efficiency here. It is error. Learning. Imagery content must evolve in lockstep with your actual skill development. This is not a static practice. A golfer who has worked with a coach to modify their swing must update their mental model immediately. Continuing to rehearse the old movement pattern after correction actively reinforces what you are trying to eliminate. The image and the real skill must stay synchronized. Emotion. Optimal imagery includes the emotional texture of real performance. The pre-putt tension on a must-make three-footer. The start line arousal of a championship 5K. The controlled aggression of attacking a second serve at match point. Research consistently shows that emotionally loaded imagery produces substantially higher physiological response than emotionally neutral imagery. And it is the physiological response that creates training adaptation. Comfortable, pleasant visualization is pleasant, but it is not training. Perspective. Imagery can be experienced from an internal first-person view, seeing through your own eyes, or an external third-person view, watching yourself perform from outside. Research generally favors first-person perspective for skill execution tasks because it maximizes neural overlap with actual performance. Third-person can provide useful supplementary feedback for externally observed technique. Most athletes should default to first-person. What 25 years of research says. The evidence for pedal P-based imagery over traditional approaches has compounded substantially. A 2022 systematic review in Applied Sciences examined 12 controlled studies on pedal P interventions across individual and team sports. The review found consistent superiority of pedal P-based protocols over traditional imagery interventions, particularly in technical skill acquisition and execution under competitive pressure. Simmonsmeyer, B.A., et al., 2022, Motor Imagery and Sport Performance, a systematic review on the pedal P model. Applied Sciences, 12-19, 9753, in the same year. Holmes and colleagues published a 20-year retrospective on the model, noting that pedal P had become a standard for many in the delivery of imagery interventions in sport and identifying an emerging integration. Pedal P, combined with action observation, watching skilled athletes perform before imagining the same action, to further enhance neural activation and accelerate skill transfer. Scott, M.W., Wright, D.J., Smith, D., and Holmes, P.S., 2022. 20 years of pedal imagery, an update and new direction for simulation-based training. Asian Journal of Sport and Exercise Psychology, 2-79. Most recently, a May 2025 multi-level meta-analysis covering 86 studies and 3,793 athletes found that imagery practice significantly enhances athletic performance across agility, muscle strength, and sport-specific tasks, with an important nuance. Combining imagery with one or two additional psychological skills interventions, such as self-talk training or arousal regulation, produce substantially larger effects than imagery practice in isolation. Liu, Y., et al., 2025. The Effects of Imagery Practice on Athletes' Performance, a Multi-Level Meta-Analysis with Systematic Review. Behavioral Sciences, 15.5, 685. Applied to Golf, Rehearsing the Shot Before You Stand Over It. Golf is where pedal imagery research is most directly developed and practically tested. Research published in the International Journal of Golf Science tested pedal-based visualization embedded into a pre-shot routine for full swing accuracy using a single subject design. Two conditions, pedal imagery before the pre-shot routine and pedal imagery within the routine, both produced measurable accuracy gains over baseline. Both visualized conditions consistently outperformed a no-imagery control across the entire intervention period. The practical protocol. Before addressing the ball, physically hold your club, stand in your natural setup position, and run a real-time first-person mental simulation of the shot. Include the feel of the club face, the specific shape of the shot flight you intend, and the emotional regulation cue you rely on when competitive pressure rises. The full sequence should take as long as the real setup. It is a structured repetition of the neural firing pattern you are about to execute. Not a moment of optimistic wishing. Bunker shots. Statistically among the most anxiety-producing shots in recreational golf, have also been specifically studied under penalty protocols. Golfers who practice penalty-based bunker imagery showed improvement rates comparable to those who completed equivalent additional physical bunker practice. Given that penalty rehearsal requires no additional range time, this is a meaningful efficiency gain. Applied to running, simulation training for the hard miles, running offers a different but equally compelling application. The primary pedalp use case here is not stroke mechanics, but race day execution simulation, particularly the psychological management of the final, hardest miles. A 2024 study examined combined imagined and actual physical practice for endurance performance. Significant improvements in sustained effort emerged when imagery training intensity closely matched physical training intensity. Notably, muscle pain perception decreased measurably in the motor imagery group, suggesting pedalp rehearsal may modulate pain tolerance during high-effort stages, one of the primary performance limiters in distance running. Enhancing endurance performance with combined imagined and actual physical practice. PubMed, 2024. For runners, the pedalp approach means rehearsing in race-specific gear, in the same physical posture you would hold at mile 18, and imagining specifically the hard miles rather than the comfortable ones. The image must include the sensation of muscular fatigue, the auditory environment of the race, and the specific mental cue you intend to deploy when the wall arrives. A standard pre-marathon pedalp session runs 10 to 12 minutes, covering the final miles in real time with full emotional and physical loading. You are training your nervous system to recognize the hard stretch as expected and to execute your coping protocol automatically, not as a decision you must make under duress, but as a rehearsed response pattern already grooved into neural circuitry. Applied to tennis, the service line, and the between point reset, a 2024 systematic review and meta-analysis of 9 randomized controlled trials covering 548 tennis players, found that motor imagery training produced reliable improvements in service accuracy and technical quality. Does motor imagery training improve service performance in tennis players? A systematic review and meta-analysis, PMC, 2024. The tennis application of pedalp works especially well for service and return preparation, where precise timing and embodied rehearsal are already instinctive at elite levels. The pedalp refinement is specificity. The player should hold the racket, stand at the baseline in their exact service stance, and rehearse the complete action in real time. Toss height, pause at ball contact, intended placement, expected response, while imagining the arousal level appropriate to the competitive situation. A break point at 5-6 feels neurologically different from a comfortable service hold at 4-1. Your imagery should reflect that difference, not flatten it. Between point reset protocols also benefit substantially from pedalp principles. Rather than a generic cue to clear your mind, a pedalp informed reset involves a brief, first-person, real-time mental rehearsal of the next point's intended opening, specific to spin selection, court position, and tactical aim, before walking back to the baseline. You are rebuilding the neural preparation state, not merely calming down. The mistakes that kill the effect. The research surfaces the same failure modes repeatedly. Speed. Athletes rush through imagery. If your mental rehearsal of a 230-yard approach shot takes 3 seconds, you are running a highlight reel, not a training signal. Slow it down to real execution speed. Comfort. Athletes image success in emotionally neutral, low arousal conditions. Competition is not emotionally neutral. Your imagery must include the anxiety, the consequence, and the environmental specifics of actual performance. Otherwise, you are training for a scenario that never exists. consistency. Imagery produces results through accumulated neural repetition, exactly as physical practice does. Sporadic sessions produce sporadic results. 5 focused pedal minutes daily, sustained across a training block, produce systematic adaptation. Equipment and posture. The physical element is not decorative. Being in competitive kit, holding your actual equipment, in a position that replicates competition body state, activates significantly higher functional equivalence than the same imagery run in street clothes on a couch. Starting your pedal pee practice. The simplest entry point is the pre-performance routine for one specific skill. Your putting stroke, your starting mile effort, your first service placement in tight sets. Design a 3 to 5 minute pedal session around that skill. Hold your equipment. Stand in position. Rehearse in real time, with real emotion, inside the mental environment of the competitive setting you will actually face. Run it daily for 3 weeks, and assess your pre-performance state and early execution quality against your baseline. Most athletes, the research consistently shows, notice the same thing. The performance they have been imaging starts to feel familiar in a useful way. The hard moments feel rehearsed. The nerves register as expected rather than destabilizing. That is not confidence by accident. It is the product of correct neurological training. Your brain has been to this moment before, and it knows, because you trained it to know, exactly what to do. Sources: Holmes and Collins, 2001. Siemensmeyer et al., 2022. Scott, Wright, and Smith and Holmes, 2022. Liu et al., 2025. Motor Imagery and Tennis Service, 2024. Endurance Performance Study, 2024. A Pedal Pee Golf Pre-Shot Routine.